USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A remotely operated Orion space capsule splashed down in the Pacific Ocean southwest of San Diego, California, Sunday, bringing a successful end to NASA's historic Artemis 1 moon mission. The first of many to build a base at the South Pole of Luna by 2030, the current mission covered 1.4 million miles. Peruvian authorities confirmed two deaths overnight during protests, a corrupt president, and now the resignation of the first woman president days after being sworn in. Dina Boluarte says protesters are demanding new elections. Boluarte responded in a televised speech, a proposal their Congress bring a general election to the people by April of 2024. A Libyan man suspected of making the bomb that blew up a passenger plane over the small Scottish town of Lockerbie in the late 80s is in custody. Rich Johnson has more.
He's been in custody in Libya for years on other charges, but 2 years ago the U.S. charged Mohamed Massoud with making the bomb that blew up Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland in 1988. All 259 people on board and 11 people in the tiny town of Lockerbie were killed when the blast took down the plane that had left London heading for New York. No word yet on how the U.S. gained custody of Massoud, and when it happens, he will appear in U.S. federal court in Washington. I'm Richard Johnson.
Young voters who have been critical to Democrat wins in recent elections showed signs in November's midterms that their numbers were not as strong. Voters under 30 went 53% for Democrat House candidates, compared with only 41% for Republican candidates nationwide. That's according to the Associated Press VoteCast. Ukraine's military destroyed a hotel hosting dozens of Russian military personnel over the weekend with U.S.-supplied long-range artillery, while more Russian drone strikes continue to destroy Ukraine's electricity grid. USA Radio News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The violence in Chicago, Illinois continues to kill Americans. Tony Maruso has more.
An early Sunday morning shooting on Chicago's northwest side left three people killed and another critically hurt, police said. The shooting happened at West Melrose Street and North Central Avenue in the Cragen neighborhood at about 2:30 in the morning. The alleged shooter fled the scene in a dark SUV. Here's Chicago Police Commissioner Joseph Brennan.
So at approximately 2:30 a.m., there was an incident that occurred inside a bar here. The incident spilled out into the street. During that time, two females and two males were shot.
Commissioner Brennan added these details.
Three of the victims have succumbed to their injuries. The fourth is in critical condition at a local area hospital.
Right now, there's no one in custody, and Area 5 detectives are investigating. Police did not immediately provide further information about the shooting. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
A major winter storm across North America was unleashing heavy snow, rains, and powerful winds across the Intermountain West Sunday, ahead of its forecast to slowly jaunt across the country. The heaviest snow Sunday was in the Sierra Nevadas and Northern California at 3 inches per hour. The storm is forecast to hit the plains, south, and northeast even harder later this week. Caleb Williams has brought the University of Southern California football team back to glory. He won the Heisman Trophy over the weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.